You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Jumbo Victor, and it seems there's good news in Zimbabwe as China writes off the interest-free loan.
Kwasana Elvis, $17.7 billion of debt, only $5 billion of that was internal. So it's a lot of money. Now, when China writes off your loan, already you know you are in trouble because they are going to write it off, but in writing it off, they will make conditions that will suit them much better. In the first place, the presence of China on the African continent is to get mineral resources and grow its own economy. And chances are, with the chrome that is there, the gold, the diamonds, and all the minerals that are in Zimbabwe, it's going to have to give them more and more concessions than already China is entitled to. So it's the continuing story, the recurring theme of the African continent, too much debt and the inability to repay because of poor governance, sometimes slower economic growth and all those things. But I'm sure that in every crisis, there's an opportunity, and China is seeing a massive opportunity for itself here.
And Petro SA targets Mozambique, the gas, in a new sales deal there.
Yes, remember they got a license in March sometime to import gas. At the moment, they're targeting clients like ArcelorMittal, because ArcelorMittal gets its supply of gas from Sasol, but there is no competition there, and that's an opportunity for Petro SA. But it's good for the Mozambican economy. It also is over-indebted. We're talking about Zimbabwe, but we must remember that they uncovered, undisclosed in billions, about $2 billion of debt that were not declared by the former president, Armando Guebuza's administrations, and they need to be getting as much growth as possible. But it's also good for the bilateral trade between South Africa and Mozambique, and it bodes very well for intra-Africa trade.
African critical minerals output could reach $2 trillion by 2050.
Yeah, that's the IMF. The IMF is looking at what could happen. You know, everybody talks about how minerals have been mined out of the countries they've been extracted. People are even looking at mining as a sunset industry. It's not, because of minerals like cobalt, like copper, cobalt being mainly in the DRC, but countries like Zimbabwe with lithium, with copper, with lots of other minerals, the IMF is just projecting what this could amount to. $2 trillion is just what they're estimating, but I'm very sure that it will be even more, because the demand for some of these minerals, like cobalt, continues to climb because of the electric, whether the rechargeable batteries and renewable energies, and these minerals are good for that kind of development. So industrialization taking another turn, but confirming that mining will be with us for a very long time yet.
I thank you so much for that update. Victor Homoshwana is the author of Africa's Open for Business. His latest book is Africa Bounces Back. Victor is also the Executive Director for Marketing and Communication at the University of Limpopo.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.